to thank him. I don't even.
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Can you have the what now, ma'am?
Your zip code.
0212.
I'm sorry, your phone's going in and out.
Your phone is kind of muffled.
Your phone was going in and out.
Oh, because hold on for one. Hey, I'm going to have to pull over. Oh, hold on. It's 40212. But I'm in traffic, but I'm going to pull over so I can talk to you.
Okay, you said
did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 40212. Yeah, I'm going to pull over because this is very important. I need to get this
thank
handle.
You. All right, and what was your first and last name, please?
My name is Alfred Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N-E.
O-B.
Now, can you hear me better?
Yes, sir. You said
okay,
O-B.
Yeah, I poured over. Huh?
Osborne.
Yes, it is.
Let's watch your, and what was your phone number, please?
502-356-9005.
Yes, and you was calling in regards to, what were you calling
I'm calling in regards to, from the, I had ordered, I made, made an order back in November of last year, and it came, my bill came to $49.97 with you all, okay, then now, because it was for this backup camera, I called you all to get a cancellation because I noticed that where I'm not joining no club or nothing like that. You know, I thought it was a one-time fee, but I see that I think you all are trying to charge me again for something, and I have not made no order of anything else. I just had that one-time shot and one-time thing of $49.97. I made a payment at the bank, and then I got another bill stolen, showing that you all have charged me something again or something. I want to make clarify that. And also, I'm headed to the bank after I speak with you to make sure that if I have to I'm closing this account. You know, if I got to get a new debit card, I'm going to do that because I can't have nobody just going into my account and charging me for something that I did not all purchase. You understand
all right,
me?
Yes, sir. And let's see. What was that address?
3812 Duncan Street, Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you. So I see here you have our dash cam. So
yes, it's
like
that dash cam.
Get a free gift, pay shipping, and within 48 hours, enroll in a membership where you get $125 gift card every month.
Did I what? Excuse me?
Did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping. Within 48 hours, enroll in a membership, you get $125 gift card every month.
I don't want that, ma'am. I don't need none of that. I don't need none of that because I really don't need that. I'm a single guy and I'm older. I don't need none of that, ma'am. I'm canceling this. They gave me a cancellation code and all that last time when I called, but I just got a bank statement. It seemed like somebody had double dipped in my account, so I'm headed to the bank to get rid of that. And I'm not. There's no more money going to be sent to you all for nothing. I'm done with this.
I'm looking to the account now, and I do see it has been canceled and refunded.
And a refund is paid.
Yes, give me one moment. Let me look into
that account. How much was the refund? How much was huh?
This one, that's $14.99.
Where'd you send that to?
It went back onto the card it was taken out of, which will allow me one
and what
moment,
was the $49.97 for? What was the $49.97 for?
That was the rebill charge. They gave you partial refund. That's why may I place you on brief hold so I can look over the account and see what exactly happened.
Okay, because I'm after I speak with you, I'm headed straight to the bank to make sure nothing comes off this account. If they got to issue me a new debit card, that'll suffice for me because this is ended. This has to end. You know, I'm a poor black man. I do not have any money.
All right, well, give me one moment, okay?
Okay. I have to do this.
So it's refunded. You was refunded $14.99 on the 28th of December.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it, but I'm headed to the bank now. That's who I deal with, the bank. So I'm going to the bank after I get off the phone. I'll be in the bank within 15 minutes.
And you say that you've already spoke with them, correctly?
I spoke, no, not the bank. I spoke to someone there, and they gave me a cancellation code.
No, okay, you say you're going to contact your bank, or have you already spoke with them? That's what I'm trying to make clear. I'm sorry.
Have I spoke to who, ma'am?
Have
I spoke to who,
have you
the
already
bank?
Spoke with your bank about this charge?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. That's why I just got a new bill in the mail Saturday, and I was looking at this. I said, wait a minute, where's this from? And so that's why I'm calling you now, but I'm headed to the bank now to see what's going on, and that way we can cancel everything. I'm headed to my bank after I get off the phone with you. I've never been to the bank yet, but I'm headed there now.
All right, well, give me a moment. I can see what I can do, okay?
If they got to issue me a new debit card, cut that one up, send me another one. Ain't nobody, no one's dipping in my funds without my authority. No, thank you. And I paid this bill, and I got the receipt. And they sent me a thing saying I didn't pay, and they charged me $30 for late fee. No, you're not. Oh, I'm going to show my ass. That's one thing I did it before.
See here, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just letting off Steve here. And I'll go ahead and get that refunded for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So they already
really
issued $14.99, and I just...
Could you all just send me a check in the mail? Don't worry about putting that on that card, because this card is getting ready to get destroyed when I go to the bank. Because I'm ending this account, and I'm going to start something over with the bank.
Well, as long
it'll
as
be the, more convenient for me.
As long as the account is still active, it'll still go back into that card. So I've already issued a $34.98, and you received 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, I'm headed to the bank now, and I'm going to discuss this with the bank manager. I've been accustomed with them for a while, and I'm going to see what's happening within, let's say, by Saturday. But there will not be one more dime coming off. Don't charge me, ma'am. Just do me, please help me. Do not charge me or send me. I'm not offering. I don't want nothing to do with the company. I appreciate it. I appreciate getting the camera. Okay. But I don't. I'm done. This is it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to. I can't spend no more money. It's very frugal times out here. Frugal times out here. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, I got you.
Yes. Okay, dear. Seriously,
right,
this contract
is canceled, so you won't be receiving any more charges.
Okay, but I'm headed to the bank to make sure, because if they find out something else is coming there, it's going to be considered fraud. I mean, because I have to go that route. Okay.
Yeah, but our last charge, I mean, we spoke to you in December, and that was your last charge. So it wasn't charging.
We'll see. I appreciate your help, ma'am. I really appreciate your help.
All right, no
is that
problem.
Looked out? Hello?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. I'm headed to the – I appreciate it, but I'm headed to the bank now to make sure this is ended. And I do appreciate your help. I really
no
do.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer support. You receive a refund 3 to 5 business days, and you won't be charged anymore. Thanks for calling customer support.
You
have a great day.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. All right. Thank you.